Chapter 3, Devotional 3, Earnestly Desired. Jesus' desire to hang out and share a meal. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. That was Luke 22, verses 15 and 16. I'm always impressed by the purposeful and intentional nature of Jesus' character. He always focused on accomplishing his Father's business. Here, the word earnestly is a clear expression of Jesus' nature. Webster's dictionary defines earnest as serious in intention, purpose, or effort, resolute and determined, sincerely zealous, showing depth and sincerity of feeling. Knowing the Last Supper would be one of the last times he would see his disciples before he was taken and crucified, Jesus had an earnest desire to hang out and share a meal before moving on to accomplish God's will and purpose for his life on earth. In his interaction with the disciples, there are no expressions of regret, sadness, depression, or withdrawal. He relaxed, broke bread and ate, drank wine, washed some dirty feet, talked and used his time of fellowship to, 1, foretell his imminent death on the cross and resurrection, 2, to teach the life-changing lessons of Holy Communion, 3, acknowledge his betrayer, Judas, 4, model a new way to connect with and lead others, serve in leadership, by washing dirty feet, 5, encourage Simon Peter to walk out his divine destiny, 6, remind them of his provision and protection, 7, prepare them for their mission and calling, 8, set in motion the events that fulfilled his divine destiny as foretold in Scripture. Yesterday, as I took communion, I reflected on the purpose of the Last Supper. In earnest, I thanked God for Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. In earnest, I celebrated the new covenant he ratified through his blood. In earnest, I expressed joy and thanksgiving to God for salvation. In earnest, I gave him praise for the peace in my life. In earnest, I gave him praise that it is well with my soul. Child of God, how about you? What are you earnest about? I encourage you to have an earnest hunger, thirst, and desire for Jesus. Seek him with all your heart, mind, and strength. Rest assured that in earnest, Jesus will do his part. Lord, thank you for the unconditional love and mercy that you have for me as I look at Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Jesus, teach me to earnestly desire and to seek you with all my heart, mind, and soul, and strength each day. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.